Good evening, I'm Christian Esquera, and welcome to this episode of After the Fact, where we get to see things more clearly, where we get a better sense of the truth. Let's begin by dissecting the news. Suffice it to say, a lot of people were displeased, were outraged by this decision by the Philippine Central Bank to remove images of three World War II martyrs from our banknote. The next generation paper bills will instead feature the Philippine Eagle. Whose idea was it anyway to replace Jose Falianes Escoda, Vicente Lim, and Jose Abad Santos, Filipinos who chose death instead of collaborating with the Japanese invasion forces? And what message is this sending, especially to today's generation? Be part of our discussion. Send us your questions and comments on our YouTube live chat or tweet us using the hashtag ANCAfterTheFact. Joining us tonight is Philippine Central Bank Deputy Governor Mamerto Tangonan. He heads the Payments and Currency Management Sector of the Banco Central ng Pilipinas. He also heads the BSP's Committee on Currency Design and Enhancement. Good evening, Deputy Director Mamerto, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Good evening, Christian.
Okay, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of answers, a lot of questions that need to be answered regarding this decision by the BSP. Let's start off with this. Whose idea was it to change the design of the 1,000 banknote?
Mm-hmm. Well, Christian, you know, the BSP, it's a practice of BSP to change the design of the banknotes. And if you recall, even in the past, we have had flora and fauna as the theme of our currency, and then we have the heroes, and so we thought of, because we have the as you know, we have the sole mandate of producing and issuing the Philippine currency, and under such powers in the new Central Bank Act, we're also given the authority to change the series and the design. For banknotes, it's minimum of 5 years. For coins, it's 10 years. So this time, Christian, we're featuring on the 1,000 peso banknote, the Philippine Eagle.
So basically, whose idea was it to change the images of the three heroes in the 1,000 banknote into the Philippine Eagle?
The process, Christian, is that the Committee on Currency Design and Enhancements would come up with proposals and recommendations to the Monetary Board for the design of banknotes. And if there are changes, of course, the Monetary Board would have to approve that. And after approval by the Monetary Board, that goes up to the Office of the President for approval. So that's the process, Christian. So our committee came up with this recommendation to bring back the flora and fauna design for the new 1,000 piece of banknote.
And what was the reason behind that? Why bring back the flora and fauna design?
Well, we believe that the Philippine Eagle really symbolizes the strength and the freedom of the Filipino character. That's for one. And second, it also gives them it communicates the message of the independence and the clear vision of the BSP in working to chart the course for a better and more inclusive economy. So that was the...
Okay, but speaking of that messaging, strength and freedom of the Filipino character, it can be argued, of course, that what could be clearer than the sacrifices shown by the three heroes on the 1,000 peso paper bill? The fact that they chose death over surrendering or basically collaborating with the Japanese. We're talking about heroes here. So what can be clearer than that?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the first place, Christian, we are not going to cease the circulation of the current 1,000 piece of banknote featuring the images of our three great heroes. So this will continue to get circulated. And even then, Christian, I think that whether or not the images appear on banknotes or not, it cannot diminish the greatness of their heroic deeds. No? They paid the ultimate sacrifice with their lives in the service of the Filipino people. And for that, we are forever grateful. So perhaps one of the best ways that we can memorialize their heroism is by emulating their lives of service to the people. I think that's also one.
But was it even, good way. Was it actually an either or proposition as far as putting the Philippine Eagle on the 1,000 peso banknote? I mean, it can also be argued that you can keep the current design and add, let's say, the image of the Philippine Eagle. In that way, you will be able to send a strong message if indeed the image of the eagle was that of strength and freedom for Filipinos.
Yeah, we cycled it's a cyclic pattern, Christian. So there'll be a time when we feature the heroes, and as you recall previously, the BSP has featured the flora and fauna series. In fact, the Philippine Eagle has appeared on the, if I'm not mistaken, that's a 50 centavo coin. And it also appeared on the, I think, centennial and even the Lapu-Lapu commemorative banknote. So it's a cyclic thing, Christian. So now this time, for at least for the 1,000 peso, we're adopting the flora and fauna theme.
Pero nga, given the concern raised by a lot of people, and of course, I think you would agree that those concerns are valid, no? Can't you keep the current design and idagdag na lang image ng Philippine Eagle para at least the image or the symbolism of the heroism of those three people who died during the Second World War would remain on the currency?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wasn't that considered?
We chose to focus on the Philippine Eagle being an endangered species and one of the largest and most powerful birds of prey that is native to the Philippines as a representative again of the strength and freedom of the Filipino character. So we thought of putting the focus at least for this 1,000 piece of banknote series, putting the focus on the Philippine Eagle that represent all of us Filipinos.
Okay. But by the way, this redesign of the 1,000 peso banknote, is this final? Kumbaga, wala nang bawian to? That definitely the new batch will feature the Philippine Eagle and no longer the images of the three World War II heroes.
For this design, for the banknotes that we will start to issue next year,
April 2022.
Yes.
So it's final. Wala nang bawian.
No. It's final. It's final. But Christian, again, we still have a buffer stock of the current banknotes that will be issued alongside with the Philippine Eagle.
Yeah, but of course the concern is that in time, the current supply will be subjected to wear and tear, right? And you have the better designed in terms of quality, the way you're going to use polymer. So in time, the images of the three heroes and the current design of the 1,000 peso banknote might vanish as well, no?
Yes, Christian. But by that time, there would probably be a new set of BSP officers and monetary board members, and I don't want to, you know, preclude their option of revising again the design.
So the design is a sole discretion of the BSP, is that correct?
Yes, based on our revised BSP charter. That's correct, Christian.
Okay, talk to us about the process of, let's say, revising or redesigning a currency or a banknote. What is the process that is usually followed? Like in this case, the 1,000 peso banknote.
So we would come up with ideas on the theme and what to focus on or emphasize on a new banknote, and then we would work out some designs and also work out on the rationale behind those designs. And then, of course, we would have to verify the everything that we put in there, that they are accurate. And then package it and present it to the monetary board for approval. And then, as I've mentioned earlier, that if they approve it, then the BSP submits it to the Office of the President for approval. So only then we can print.
Okay, this design has already been approved by the Monetary Board and by the Office of the President. Is that correct?
That's correct, Christian.
Okay, but how long did it take for the Committee on Currency Design and Enhancement, your committee, to conduct a study on the redesign?
Oh, it took us months because you know, when I joined the BSP in February of this year, there was already this idea, and when I joined, I was there to, you know, execute it to implement it until we have obtained the Monetary Board approval. So in short, Christian, it took also several months to reach that decision.
Okay, and for the record, was the National Historical Commission of the Philippines consulted? Because at the start, I think a few days ago or the other day, Governor Diokno said this had a go signal of the NHCP, but there was also the statement coming from the NHCP as quoted, that they had nothing to do with the approval process.
Well, Christian, I think the governor has clarified that statement, because what we do as a matter of practice, Christian, is that if we put elements, design elements on our currency, we consult the relevant agencies who are experts in those elements. Example, Christian, if we feature heroes, we go to the National Historical Commission of the Philippines for to help us review, to help us make sure that it's you know, it's accurate, that we got all elements correctly. And for the flora and fauna series that we had in the past, Christian, we had to go to DENR for, you know, just to make sure that we got the scientific names correct and all the other features of the currency. So that's what we do, Christian.
So in this case, who did you consult in this latest redesign of the 1,000 peso banknote?
For the Philippine Eagle, Christian, because we are reusing, you know, the Philippine Eagle in the past, we did not have to consult because we have all the facts already at hand.
So we just,
yes. Okay. So, well, the design changed a bit, Christian. I mean, the face of the eagle and the features enhanced were a bit different. But then the scientific data, they're all the same.
Okay, speaking of the scientific name of the Philippine eagle, so kung merong thorough study that was conducted, how come it was misspelled?
Well, Christian, you have to pardon me for that. Kasi, you know, that paper or that note shown on the media is a sample, Christian. It's a demo. It's a pre-contract, call it a selling tool. No, so it's just we were presented with a dummy. So the process there, Christian, is
so wala ba actual printed paper bill with that error? So hindi siya magiging collector's item.
No, Christian. Kasi what happens there is once we sign the contract, the first milestone is they deliver to us what do we call the proof notes. The proof notes is the what is subject for our careful review and sign off. Once we sign off on the proof note, then that gets mass produced. So we're still in the proof note process, Christian. So the ones that got featured were just actually selling samples.
Okay. But the fact that this latest batch of 1,000 peso banknotes will of course remove the images of the three heroes, didn't you find it necessary to actually consult historians, including, for instance, our guest last night, Professor Ricardo Se, the country's foremost historian as far as the Second World War in the Philippines and Asia Pacific is concerned?
Well, I respect their opinion, Christian. But in this case, we would take that due diligence to consult if we're putting new, let's say, a historical design element in it. Let's say we're going to change something, or we're going to perhaps have a new denomination and put a new set of or a hero or a new set of heroes, then we consult. But in this case, there is no historical element that we have put in the new design. So and then we have already the facts vetted by DNR when we reuse the egos.
So the consultation, as far as your policy or standard is concerned, only applies when you're going to put a new element on the design, right?
Yes, but, because our charter states that we may seek the advice, or I don't have the exact words, okay. Christian, but that's the idea, no?
But looking at the
consult or seek the design.
But look at the public reaction now. Looking at the public reaction now, don't you think it was proper for you to consult experts, historians, the National Historical Commission of the Philippines, when it came to removing these three images on the banknote?
Mm-hmm. But it's not gonna be like forever, Christian. Meaning, it's a cycle. So we run with the heroes, and then at another time we run with the flora and fauna, and so the heroes come back. So it's a cycle, and this cycle is for like flora and fauna. So and then we chose the ego.
In short, your next monetary board, they can change it anyway.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read the comment and I'm going to add something to this.
Yes,
please. One of our readers or one of our viewers said, "The eagle has no patriotic or historical virtue. Doesn't your guest realize they are erasing three authentic heroes?" And if I may add, hindi ba naisip to ng mga nagre-design? You're talking about the Philippine eagle. Of course, it's very important, an important image. But we also you mentioned the bird of prey, right? The Philippine eagle is a bird of prey. Going back in history, there was a controversial editorial in El Renacimiento. The title was Birds of Prey, criticizing the American colonizers. I mean, for those who know their history, this can also be attached to that. And the fact that you're going to replace the images of three authentic heroes on an existing banknote with an image of a Philippine eagle, I mean, doesn't that leave a bad taste in the mouth?
Well, in this case, Christian, this Philippine eagle, which is a great animal and image, is actually a native of the Philippines. So it's readily identified with the Philippines and not from any other country or culture. It's ours.
So the BSP is not going to reconsider this redesign. It's going to be here, at least for this batch.
That's right, Christian. We have signed the contract, and the design elements we specified in that contract is the Philippine Eagle.
Now, even if this is an exclusive responsibility of the BSP, the redesign and enhancement of existing banknotes or coins, don't you think, again, given these reactions that you've been getting now because of this redesign, don't you think it's also important next time for the committee at least to make proposals more transparent, if not public, to get their sentiment? Because at the end of the day, they're going to use this money. We are going to use this money, not just the BSP.
Again, as I've mentioned, Christian, the it's a cycle. So if Christian, this is if I may be allowed to express my personal view on this, you know, there could be as many ideas and opinions as there are 110 million Filipinos, and so this has been the practice in the past, and we know that this is a cyclic thing. So we thought that this is something we can use to communicate the values I've mentioned to you.
Okay, as far as the current crop of BSP officers are concerned, the members of the Monetary Board, including yourself, as the head of this important committee, is this redesign going to stop with the 1,000 peso banknote, or are you going to also apply this in other banknotes, paper bills, and coins currently in circulation? Papalitan niyo rin ba sila ng flora and fauna?
Christian, to be honest, the discussions in the committee and in the board is focused on the 1,000.
Okay, which raises other question. Why focus on the 1,000 peso banknote? Ano bang meron sa kanya? Bakit kailangan palitan? Bakit focus? Why not yung ibang paper bills?
It started, Christian, when we recommended to change the substrate, the material where our banknotes are produced on, from a paper substrate to a polymer substrate. So mas matibay, Christian, and hygienic, you know, SARS-CoV-2 survives in a third of the length of days it survives in paper banknotes. And it's you know, more cost effective and environment friendly. So with the new substrate, we thought of recommending the Philippine Eagle design. So that's the discussion. Those were the discussions, Christian, and there was no other discussion on other denomination.
So wala talaga overriding push or reason to focus on the redesign of the 1,000 peso bill?
It's not in the discussions, Christian. Yeah.
But so far, you're not going to redesign the other denominations?
Right now, there's no such initiative.
Okay, because I'm going to allow you to address many of the concerns also raised regarding this redesign that you're implementing. For instance, are you going to also apply this on the 500 peso banknote? Papalitan ba yung mukha ng mag-asawang Aquino ngayon doon, for instance?
There's no such initiative, Christian.
Or is a 200 peso bill? Wala pang discussion.
Wala. So we just focus on the 1,000.
Okay, I also heard certain concerns. I also saw this raised on social media that could there have been pressure coming from the Japanese government to somehow really erase these images of our wartime heroes to, in an effort to perhaps deodorize the atrocities of the Japanese during the occupation?
Christian, from what I've heard, seen, and read, there's no such thing.
You were not somehow contacted or pressured by the Japanese government to do this?
No.
Okay. On that note, I'd like to thank you, Deputy Director Mamerto Tangwanan, for joining us tonight and for answering our questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Christian, for having me.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. After the Fact, we'll be right back.